Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
If you voted already, you know, top of the ballot in Illinois is whether the Illinois Constitution should be amended to replace our current flat rate income tax, the nearly 5% income tax that we all pay, to allow for a graduated rate tax, which should say that lawmakers would have the power, they'll amend the Constitution, and they would then be able to decide based on income how you would tax different folks. And that's what they're asking for voters to approve. And we want to talk to Representative Chris Welch, who's going to explain the arguments for it. But I just got to get to the language again. If you've seen the language, it's not altogether clear. Some of it seems like it's trying to convince me a little bit. The proposed amendment grants the state authority to impose higher income tax rates on higher income levels, okay, which is how the federal government and the majority of other states do it. I'm reading from the language here. The amendment would remove the portion of the revenue article of the Illinois Constitution, sometimes referred to as the flat tax, that requires all taxes on income to be at the same rate. The amendment does not itself change tax rates. It gives the state the ability to impose higher tax rates on those with higher income levels and lower income tax rates on those with middle or lower income levels. You're asked to decide whether the proposed amendment should become part of the Illinois Constitution. And that's the clearest part of it, because then there's this other part that's noticed that no one I know can understand. But let's try to understand a little more. Where are you on this? Also weigh in, 312-981-7200. What do you think about all this? Illinois Policy Institute just filed a lawsuit today because of that language. They say it's biased. And it's trying to convince you. And they want people to have more of an informed vote. I don't know how you think about that, but that's out there. Representative Chris Welch joins the program. Thank you, Representative. We appreciate your time.
It's all my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right. So I know folks are, some people still making up their minds, and they're being bombarded with ads. Yeah, I mean, you see them everywhere. And we're trying to figure out how to vote on this. Tell me your best argument about why people should vote for this.
Well, I mean, I think the best argument is fairness. I mean, our current tax system is fundamentally unfair. It allows millionaires and billionaires to pay the same tax rate as a nurse, a school teacher, or a grocery store clerk. You know, this disproportionately benefits millionaires and billionaires. That's why they're spending so much money to try to defeat this. That's why an organization that's funded by millionaires and billionaires filed an action in court today, basically making political arguments in a court of law. This is about fairness, and it's going to allow 97% of those in Illinois to receive a tax cut. I don't know too many people in my district that are making $250,000. And unless you're making $250,000 or above, you're going to receive a tax cut. And that's about 3% of people in Illinois. But it's the top 1% who's fighting so hard because they've received such special benefits under this flat tax rate. And 43 out of our 50 states has this type of tax in place. Why? Because it's similar to what happens on the federal level when we pay our taxes, and it's the right thing to do. I also believe if you look at it, while middle and lower income families are forced to pay about 13% of their income in state and local taxes, the top 1%, those millionaires and billionaires who are funding the Illinois Policy Institute to go to court, they only pay about 7% of their income towards taxes. And this is about making them pay more, not people who make less than $250,000.
You know, there are billionaires on both sides of this, to be fair, right? You got J.B. Pritzker, who's funding a lot of it on one side, and then you got Ken Griffin on the other side, and they both have boku bucks. And, in fact, we have a great listener has said this, 630, I wish billionaires would just donate the money to the state to help with the budget and lack of tax income due to COVID instead of wasting it on ads. I mean, I'm counting up to $100 billion spent, 50 on each side, roughly, to just try to get this passed or not, as the case may be. That's a lot of dough.
Well, I think the state should be grateful for our governor. He's done exactly what he campaigned on and said he would do. And he's putting his own money where his mouth is. He really believes that this is the right thing to do. And if we're going to talk about fixing what's wrong with Illinois, we have to make sure that our financial future is stable. And the governor is actually putting his own personal money behind making Illinois' financial future a stable future. And I think, you know, he has to be applauded for that. You have 43 other states out of 50 that do this. That tells you we're doing something wrong.
You know, it's interesting because you're right. We're in a fiscal crisis. There's no doubt about it. We weren't in all that great shape going into this. And now with what COVID has done to our economy and tax base and all of the kinds of revenues that the state, the city, everybody takes in are just cut so dramatically back. So it's amplifying a problem. And there's no doubt that even with the tax, if it is approved, if you read into this a little more, there are going to be other sorts of cuts than maybe other taxes that are going to be necessary. I mean, I guess, you know, the millionaires and billionaires thing, they pay the same tax rate, as you point out, but they don't pay the same amount, right? So if you make $50,000 a year, let's just say you pay $2,500 in tax. If you make $1 million a year, you pay $50,000 in tax. So they're already paying more, but the argument is, what? That they're the ones who can most afford to help dig us out of this. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it goes back to that argument, to those who much is given, much is required, much is expected. And you shouldn't pay the same tax rate as the grocery store clerk and the nurse and the school teacher when you're a millionaire and a billionaire. You know, COVID-19 has had a drastic negative impact on most of Illinoisans and most Americans. However, if you're a millionaire and billionaire, you've probably done better during this time from a financial standpoint. And so what we're talking about is looking at ways to fix Illinois' financial future and long-term health, and the fair tax is going to do that.
You know, I got to ask you about this, and I think the data actually, you hear about people leaving the state, and then that's what millionaires are going to do. They're going to pick up and leave and that kind of thing. And I looked at New Jersey and California, and the data there doesn't seem to show that people dramatically left those states when they hiked the state income tax. That didn't happen. There was some evidence that folks tried to sort of work the tax code in their favor because their income suddenly was way down the next year, and so maybe something was going on there. Rich people have resources. But they didn't leave the state. I just wonder, though, Representative Welch, in these times with COVID, people working remotely, schooling remotely, it seems as if you can move more easily than in before, where you were so rooted in your community, to schools and job sites and things like that. Is that a concern for you?
You know, it's not a concern because of the first part of your statement, and the research backs up the first part of your statement. There is absolutely no research that the other side can point to say that wealthy people will leave the state of Illinois. In fact, what the research actually shows is that there's actually no correlation between the state's tax rates and the likelihood of a high-income family leaving the state. And California is a perfect example of that. You know, what we have to remember is that Chicago is right here in this state. Chicago is a world-class city. We have great access to airports and rail, and people want to be here. We can't sell ourselves short. We continue to break tourism records year after year after year because Chicago is a world-class city. People are leaving here. And when you talk about our infrastructure from a transportation standpoint, that's what attracts folks to wanting to live here and work here and play here.
Got to ask you, got some texts from listeners here too. Representative Welch, nothing has ever been fair to the middle class. 708 says the wealthy will always have the resources to know how to avoid paying their fair share, and the dwindling middle class will continue to fund their reckless overspending. Got another one here, fix the overspending, the kick the can down the road attitude in Springfield, and then come to us for more taxes. How would you respond to that?
Well, you know, I think when we see, you know, a billionaire like Donald Trump paying $750 in taxes, total in the last 10 to 15 years, that's certainly an abuse of our tax system. I don't know any system that they can avoid if they're doing it legally. And what we have to do is make sure we have a system in place that fairly taxes everyone. And that includes millionaires and billionaires. And if they are improperly, unethically, illegally abusing those tax structures, they should be prosecuted.
Mm-hmm. Can you hang on for a second, Representative, because I got to pause here for just a moment to take a break. Do you have a few more minutes for us here?
Okay. Yeah, take your time.
We got a lot of questions, and we want to hear from you, too, on the phone line, 312-981-7200. Let us know your thoughts about all this, and we'll get to your calls and your texts coming up here on WGN. next question on the ballot. If you made up your mind, 312-981-7200. We'll hear from you in just a second. Representative Chris Welch is here. He's for it. He'd like you to be for it. He's making the arguments for you to try to vote in favor of this when you see it on the ballot. You know, getting a lot of the, first of all, let me read this one. 847, I checked the formula to see if I would receive a reduction on my taxes. The result is yes, I'm indeed in favor of the Fair Tax Amendment. 708, key is the wording of the amendment. And I got to ask you about this, Representative, not the idea itself. Wording allows for Springfield to carve out groups to raise taxes on. Right now, it's for people making $250,000. How do we know that that won't change in years to come now that it's a constitutional amendment? What do you have to say about that?
Well, the wording of the current amendment doesn't change anything. We can raise tax rates now. What we would like to do is be able to tax millionaires and billionaires based on their income at a different rate than those who are poor. You know, the state of Illinois, the legislature currently has the ability to pass via you know, majorities in each chamber and a signature of the governor. Tax rates. And so that's just a red herring trying to scare folks into saying that passing this referendum gives us some additional power, and it's just not true.
$250 is the current, $250,000. Is that per household or is that per person? Do you know the answer to that? That's not an answer I know.
Well, it's $250,000 per person. And obviously joint filers as well. So that would be household or per person.
Okay. And so it's another question here. I don't know if you know the answer to this, Representative, is how much is currently paid, what percentage of the taxes is currently paid by high-earning individuals? I don't know how you break that down, but that's a question we have on our text line.
Well, I know that last time I looked at the numbers, middle and lower-income families are paying nearly 13%. Of their income taxes to state and local taxes, while the top 1% of Illinoisans, the millionaires and billionaires who are funding all of those commercials that we're seeing, they pay around 7% of their income in state and local taxes.
I got a lot of these, Representative 815. My question about the fair tax is, how do you trust the people that got us into this financial mess to take us from here, give them an open checkbook, in a sense, anytime they please? How do you respond to that? I've got a number of people making that point, is that maybe that there should be some cuts in spending as well proposed, and kind of looking at an unsustainable system and trying to have Springfield do some of the hard work there too.
You know, you've said a lot there, and let me try to break it down. With regard to cuts, we tried that under the previous administration and it didn't work. 4 years of Bruce Rauner was just devastating, to all sectors across our government. You know, in order to fix what's ailing Illinois, we need to look at our long-term financial health. And that's what the fair tax is attempting to do. And, you know, we already have the ability to raise taxes. What we want to do is be able to raise them on those who are making more and require them to pay more. Under this system, it will also allow us to give tax cuts to 97% of those in Illinois.
Yeah, let's not put it all on Bruce Rauner, though. Come on, you got a lot of folks in Springfield who have been there an awful long time, including Mike Madigan has been there in pretty big control for nearly 40 years, right? Let's look at this.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, this goes on for decades.
Right.
I'm a political junkie, and I've read books, and, you know, the first income tax was raised by governor after the first income tax was put in place in 1969. The first income tax raise was advocated for by Governor Jim Thompson. When you look at the transcripts of those arguments, many of those arguments, which were being made by Republicans back then, are the same arguments being made now. And so this problem's gone on for decades. It predated both of us. That's part of this discussion here. And that's the whole point of the fair tax, is that this is the structural change that's actually needed to try to avoid this discussion from going on in perpetuity.
We got a 630. I'm a Democrat. Would love for there to be more equality with regard to taxes, but leaning strongly to vote no, because I don't want to give legislators more power. They've proven over and over they don't honor the citizens of Illinois. I mean, and that just speaks to what you just talked about, having studied this and being a political science junkie, that is the mistrust that has been built up over years and years. That is this ballot language giving legislature too much control.
Well, again, I'll say that the legislature already has the ability to raise your taxes. What we're trying to do with this amendment is allow us to tax the wealthy at different rates than those making less than $250,000, middle class on down. We want to be able to distinguish the top 1 to 3% from the rest of the state. But right now, if we raise taxes, you're raising it on everyone.
Mm-hmm.
If you raise the tax rate, you're raising it on everyone.
Representative, I appreciate your time. Those are some strong arguments for it. And, you know, we'll see what happens. We'll know soon enough, I suppose, right?
Soon enough, less than a month away.
It is. Thank you so much for your time. Be well.
Oh, my pleasure. You too. Have a great day.